Okay, Barry McNamee, congratulations. It's good to get off to a winning start.
I know. Credit to the boys. Like, you know, as you can see there, the pitch is in the best condition. Credit to both teams, I suppose, for the work they put in. And, you know, I suppose we were lucky enough to come out on the right side of it.
Yeah. The goal that won it, it was a scrappy one, really, wasn't it? But it was a welcome strike all the same.
I know, we were supposed to be working a couple of different set pieces throughout the week, and you know, one of them paid off, and I think it was Carter, fair play to Carter, getting in there at the end of it. Like, you know, Webby's put a great header back across, and you know, it's all good strikers do there in the 6-yard box, and you know, that's where most of the goals are scored.
Yeah, there was 10 new faces in that squad tonight, a squad of 18 players, 10 of them, you know, signed in pre-season, so it's very much a new look side. Barry, you're one of the recent additions to that squad. How have things been settling in for you?
I think it's been grand. No, I've only been in a couple of weeks compared to some of the boys. I've been in maybe 6 or 7 weeks. So, no, it's just about getting used to the boys. And for me, more importantly, it's trying to get up to the same fitness and sharpness as it was the last couple of years. And, you know, it's going to take time. But, you know, Ollie's put together a good squad. No, so on the basis of tonight, we're going to be competitive. But at the same time, we know that we need to be a lot better in other games.
Yeah, and he brought you off the bench tonight. And you came on at a vital stage of the game when Harps were holding on to that lead.
I was supposed to say, no, I've only been in a couple of weeks, so I'm not where I want to be at the minute. And, you know, whatever all in, he's the ass off me, I'll do it. And I'll come off the bench tonight. And fair play to the boys, you know, they got us in the lead. And, you know, we're kind of holding on there a wee bit at the end. And Mark's obviously pulled off a great save at the end to keep us 3 points.
Yeah, so 3 points tonight, and you'll take that into next weekend's game against your old club, Derry City?
Aye, Nick, we know it's going to be a huge step up next week. Like, you know, they're going to be trying to push on and challenge the top two this year, so we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be. Obviously, they're a good team, like to keep the ball, so we probably need to be a wee bit more disciplined in their shape and stuff next week. But at the same time, whenever we get the ball, we have to try and keep it a wee bit better, and otherwise it's going to be a long night.